We continue with our COVID-19 coverage this morning with officials from Baxter Regional Medical Center. We're joined by Barney Larry, VP Business Development and Executive Director of Baxter Regional Hospital Foundation, Stephanie Free, Infection Preventionist and Director of Marketing, Tobias Pugsley. And Barney, will let you start with those latest statewide numbers this morning.
Yes, good morning, Brad. Our Arkansas cases are presently at 50,411 cases total. With active at 6,847, we have 507 that are hospitalized with 116 of those on ventilators. And unfortunately, Brad, we've had 566 deaths. In Baxter County, though, just really proud of these numbers. 73 are our total number with 13 active and, fortunately, no deaths. Here at Baxter Regional, we've tested 3,685 people. And 35 are positive. We've had 4 inpatients with 0 currently in our hospital. And we've had 7 employees that tested positive, with none of them are active presently.
Very good. Well, Barney, we know the Hospital Foundation, of course, a huge part of the hospital. So how have you had to adapt your approach to meeting with potential donors during COVID-19?
Well, Brad, that's a great question. You're exactly right. The philanthropy support of our community is so important to our mission here at Baxter Regional Medical Center. And we've had to adapt, as you have said. We do a lot of phone calling. We've done even some Zoom meetings. We've had some Skype meetings. But fortunately, when we knew that we were in the middle of COVID back in the middle of March, we sent out information to all of our donors that we needed help, about $250,000 to support some ventilators and UV lights. And within 3 weeks, our community had raised that amount of dollars for those important pieces of equipment for Baxter Regional. So we've tried to stay in touch with all of our donors. We've had some great donors. You know, our volunteer group is such a big part of our donor base, and we appreciate all they have done for us, too. So it's just a new way of doing business. But fortunately, we have a wonderful donor base who supports this hospital, who cares about it. It's their hospital, and we're just very blessed.
You bet. Well, Stephanie, look, got some questions for you this morning. Still seems to be quite a bit of confusion about where to go for regular COVID-19 testing. Now, should someone come to the ER simply if they want a COVID-19 test?
No, we are asking that if you want just an outpatient COVID test, to either reach out to some of the testing facilities here in town, which are your local health department, MedExpress, or reach out to your local primary care provider. That way we can conserve our emergency room for those that need emergent care.
Gotcha. Now, can visitors of patients at Baxter Regional be exempt from wearing a mask if they have a doctor's note?
Unfortunately, no. We are asking that any visitor that cannot wear a mask not enter our facility, and that's just in an effort to keep our patients and our staff safe.
Speaking of masks, we understand there's some new guidance from the CDC on masks with exhalation valves and vents. What do our listeners need to know about that?
Yeah, so the purpose of masks is to keep respiratory droplets from reaching others and to aid with source control. However, these masks with one-way valves or vents will allow air to be exhaled through a hole in the material, which can result in expelled respiratory droplets reaching others. So the CDC is really recommending not using these for source control because it can potentially transmit COVID-19 to others.
Okay. Tobias, let's talk about school. Of course, school will be starting here in the next few weeks across the area. What do folks need to know about that?
Yeah, Brad, I know parents are really concerned right now if they're thinking about, school starting and sending their kids to school. And, if you're like me, you have a spouse that works at school as well, so you're concerned about those things. And, I just want to hats off to the local area schools. There's been a tremendous amount of planning. Ever since school dismissed last year, they've been planning and getting ready for what school could look like this year. Hats off to, specifically Mountain Home. When the governor name drops you as being one of the schools that's prepared, that's a big statement. That's a bold statement. I think, all schools have done a good job, but especially with Mountain Home, I think that they're prepared. And as a parent, I think that's what you want to do. You want to look and see, is my school prepared? Do they have plans in place? And I know Stephanie's been working closely with a lot of the area schools. We're a resource for them. You know, they're constantly have questions and bouncing things off. So, you know, we do think that, you know, school could look a little different this year, and that's going to be the decision of the parent on whether to do a virtual or to send them in person. But we really feel that our schools have done a tremendous job being prepared for the upcoming school year.
You bet. Well, Barney, anything else we need to mention this morning?
Well, yes, Ben. I think in closing, you know, I think that we are just so fortunate that Baxter County is one of the lowest positive as far as cases in the state of Arkansas. And that says something about our community. I think we, you know, this is a marathon. This is not a sprint to the end. And we're going to get close to the end here, I hope, real soon. But we've got to continue to wear a mask, stay social distancing, and also avoid large crowds. And so I just want to encourage our community to continue to do that. And we'll all get through this pandemic, and we'll look up. It'll be better at the other end, I'm sure. But we really want to encourage our folks to do that.
Definitely. Hey, guys, great information again this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Brad. We appreciate you all.
All right, again, Barney, Larry, Stephanie Free, Tobias Pugsley this morning from Baxter Regional Medical Center.